Wee Banjo 3. They've been featured on this Unreal Bluegrass program a couple times over the years. Most recently caught up with them right after they totally slayed an audience at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, an audience that had never really seen them before. They have a brand new album out, Roots the Rise Live. In the second hour, we're going to talk to David and Martin Howley. Literally, they left the stage. We found a quiet place in their travel bus, chatted for 12 or 13 minutes. They were working hard. They were very hot Irish boys in about 100-degree temperature, and they absolutely brought the crowd to a frenzy. And, my gosh, there was a mention of no encore. An instant cheer of boos came out until they were allowed to come out and do an encore, and they absolutely blew the audience away. Wee Banjo 3 has been very loyal to Unreal Bluegrass since, I think, 2013. We've had them on whenever I can catch them, because I think that much of their music. And David, Hawley, and Martin, brothers, David the younger, Martin the older, we found a place to chat right after they left stage. It actually was in their bus. They were getting ready to leave to another festival. Really fantastic band. They're all wonderful people. And coming up in the second hour, you're going to hear two of the members, David, Hawley, and Martin, brothers. Really happy to welcome a couple members of Wee Banjo 3 to Unreal Bluegrass. David.
Hey, how are you?
Martin.
How are you doing?
Sitting here outside of Grey Fox where you got... I said this all along, and I'll tell you this too, and I don't do this very often because it doesn't have any impact, but I've been trying to get you guys here since I first saw you, which probably was in Cincinnati, I'm guessing...
4 years ago?
It might have been 2013. I'll tell you, here to help you time it is, Enda had just joined the band.
Yeah, Fergal had just joined the band at that time. When we started the band first, it was just myself, Martin, and Enda. And then we got Fergal, who was our fiddle player.
Okay.
The Red Pants joined the band.
Yeah, well, I knew there was somebody new.
That would have been 2013.
I think it was.
You're one of the early devotees then, because
I
don't think many people had heard the saga of the banjo at that point.
No, and you guys came to a place in Cincinnati. I give them credit, the Irish cultural center.
Yeah, Maureen and the crew there.
Yep,
such great.
They brought you in.
Music,
I've seen you since then. You killed that audience. You killed the other audiences. You killed down below. And I'll tell you, I've never seen this happen before.
We're having...
So you must be having a good time. I know the heat this afternoon was not a good thing.
But we can get over heat. We've been touring for a long time together, and the brothers thing is very interesting. Being two sets of brothers from Ireland, it has met us so close. When it's hot like that, we're all tired. None of us can think, but the great... We just push through it, and it's so fun.
I know of the band, and I know of the makeup... just real quickly, then, I know there's two sets of brothers. It's David and
David
Martin.
And Martin Howley, we're brothers from South Galway. And Enda and Fergal Scahill, who are from North Galway. And we're playing together. We know each other 20 years now. We were figuring it out recently. And we're playing together as a band since 2012. And it has grown and grown. And Grey Fox was a bit of a pilgrimage for us in that we knew we wanted to come here. We knew what it meant to bluegrass music. And to be part of the main stage on a Friday night was a big honor. And so to go out there, we had skin in the game, and we felt it. And we felt that the people came with open hearts. They wanted to hear what we were doing, and they were in on it from the start.
It's a great audience for that, for new things. And I will relate it to you this way. Several years ago, Gangsta Grass appeared in the middle of the day, and they killed the audience now. I don't know that Gangsta Grass would kill other bluegrass bands or not, but they're very receptive here. If you're good and you're new, they'll love you. And that reaction there, I peek around the tent, I'm sitting backstage. The reaction there to this crowd was what I've seen with you guys before, in that Wee Banjo 3 just eats, you guys eat banjos, you eat audiences alive. That's the only way I can describe it. If they don't know you, after the first song, they're going to be into it, and then all of a sudden, you ask them to stand up and dance, but they don't have to, but, so you're out on a risk saying, help me do this and do this with us, but they're up, and they're dancing and yelling, and you got the back and forth going on, and you put the audiences just right, and then you can just go wherever you want. I would say this, when I saw you back in 2013, you guys were very good.
But now you're just slaying these.
I think
people.
I was like 12.
You were our babe. Yeah. You were a babe.
Well, you know, that's a large part of why we did. And I guess we're going to jump to this.
Yes.
We recorded a live album in the Ark in Ann Arbor in February of this year, and it was an album that was celebrating Roots to Rise, which was our tour last summer, and it really culminated in the winter by doing a recording and capturing what was for us the pinnacle of live playing that we've had. We had reached a new height of understanding within the four of us as an entity, and the album was celebrating that. So we recorded it in front of one of our, you know, surrogate hometowns. We love Ann Arbor. We have deep connections there, and the Ark is a beautiful listening room with hallowed names that play there. And so we did the album, and that came out today, Roots to Rise Live. Yeah.
And I have it in my hand.
You're one of the first.
It's live. It's great because it'll give the listener a little bit of a hint of what it is to see Three Banjo Three Live, because although the other albums, I love them, they're great, I play them live, you guys are just on a different level.
Well, I think we just want to meet the audience where they're at. I think one of the things we've enjoyed coming to America, particularly in America, Martin said earlier, people come here with their hearts in their hands and they're ready to go. And we just meet them halfway.
When I first saw you guys, you were Ireland had, I was like an ambassadorship. And you took that very seriously, because whenever time I talked to any of you, you knew all of the history, you knew the music, and you represented Ireland as it connected to bluegrass and whatever music that was over here on this continent. But you also knew your home, and you knew the music of your home. And I tell people, if you see them, they actually know, they're not only great performers, but they get the origins of the music that they're playing. And if you want to talk history, they can talk history with you.
We'll get down on it, yeah.
I'm so happy for you guys. So I'm holding We Banjo 3 Roots to Rise live. I got it from where you were just at the tent at Grey Fox. Where do people get this?
It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. If people go to our website, We Banjo 3's motto is, we want to give you crazy deals because we want you to have our music. We want you to listen to our music. That's all we care about. So if they go to our website, you can order a physical copy from us, and we'll even give you a sweet deal on maybe a t-shirt, because everybody looks good in a t-shirt that says We Banjo 3 with the sheep playing a banjo on the front.
So true.
But yeah, it's on all the major platforms. It's on Amazon and everything.
All right, good enough. And I know you got to get out of town. I'm not going to keep you, but talk as much as you want about the new album. I haven't heard it. I've heard you live twice today. I don't know how many things from the two live sets are on here. I just don't know.
A lot of stuff. Okay. The idea with the live album is we realized that when we recorded the album and then play that album on the road, the music started to morph over time and change. And so a lot of this is it's a progression of the music that we've been playing on the road, from where it comes on a recorded studio album to where it's ended up after playing it for a couple of years. And there's a couple of new songs on that. There's a brand new song called Shine On that has never been released, and we've a new set of tunes as well on that's never been released. So we've a little bit of new music, a little bit of our older music that's reimagined. And as Martin said, it was coming to a spot where we could, you know, we had the road ahead of us, and we just went for it. There's nothing like a live audience in front of you to make you play stuff that you've never played before.
You guys take a risk, because although you're very confident and good at what you do, when you instantly ask the audience to engage with you, they don't have to do that. Okay, I mean, I've seen you enough to know that it works, but reality is there's a lot. If you're a band and you're going out in front of a live audience, like, you just did a funny thing this evening where it's like, how many of this is the first time that you've seen us? And like, how many of the people that saw us for the first time this afternoon? And it was almost the same number of responses. So you're really in front of basically an audience that doesn't know you. Some of them did, but I mean, so you should come out right away and you instantly get involved in getting them involved into the act. They're involved in the act, and you're having them do things, whether it's dancing or whether it's just response and recall and stuff like that. It doesn't have to work.
But we'll keep trying.
Well, I mean, you always make sure work. I'm saying there, it doesn't have to work out. So you guys are out on the limb from the moment you walk out. So now you must have reached a level of confidence that you could tell that it's going to cross over.
I know. I think Dave said it very well. that it's vulnerability. It's, if you're vulnerable and open, people will be receptive to that and bring it back to you tenfold. So we go out there and we want to converse with the audience. We want them to be part of the music, because live music is that. It's a moving art form in a conversation between the crowd and the musicians and all of the air emanating in between. It's not just about playing down a record up on stage. It's about giving people heart. We get people who come up in the signing line and they tell us, I lost my son and that song touched me and it made me cry and it made me rejoice in that I was able to celebrate that his memory and cherish his memory. And we get people that come up and they say, I had a hard day, I had a hard week, and I listened to your songs and it cheered me up and I was able to smile again. And you know, that's what we do it for. I mean, let's be real here. It's like, that's what music's for, is to elevate us and to bring us to a new plane of existence. And that's what we're in it for.
And I know, for people listening, I'm talking to members of We Banjo 3, I know that's true because you've always told me the same thing.
Yeah.
Your response to that issue has always been identical. This is not a made-up thing for a radio discussion. I know that's how you feel because I've seen you enough to know it, and you've told me the same thing over and over for, for like 6 or 7 years. So I know it's real, or you're just really good, but I get it. I get what you guys are. I think you're legit in your intention and your desire to reach out and grab people and make those contacts. So for whatever they can do with it that could be positive, I know you enjoy doing that. And you do it so well. You do it so well. I know you guys got to get out of here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate. There's a lot of your listeners who have come to shows and they say, I heard you on Steve's show on Real Bluegrass, and we're always blown away with that. The fact that we didn't know you, you know, and you came into our lives, and now you're a dear friend of ours, and we have a long history together, and your radio show puts people in the banjo family. So any of your listeners who are listening, you're all welcome. If you haven't come to a show before, the dates will be on WeBanjo3.com, and we'll be in a town near you. We always are.
Yes, I was going to ask you. So that's the place to get the tour dates, that you can probably also pick up the new album.
We keep our website very, very up to date. Okay. We're on social media and Facebook.
When you finish the tour, you're going back home?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you making longer, and you're dripping sweat, man. I'm going to get out of here and leave you alone, but are you having longer trips here? When I first saw you, it was like 6 weeks, and you go back. Are you having longer stays in America?
We're trying.
Or just whatever works.
You know, it's, as Dave said, it's a mix.
It's a mix of everything. What we're trying to do is play as many shows as we can in a year and still survive. And we push it to the limit every time. I mean, we're doing two gigs. We did two shows here today. We're driving to Cleveland tonight.
You're driving to Cleveland tonight, and you're playing in...
Well, we feel so, so lucky to be able to do this. We feel so, so lucky to be able to play music. We love it. Getting out there in front of an audience like that tonight, where people... And your listeners are the same. They're people who get music. They really love music. That's all we want to do.
Thanks so much for having us.
I wish you all the best. I'll see you again, I'm certain, somewhere down the line.
There's space in the van for you if you want.
Not unless the air conditioner works better moving than it does sitting still.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll let you guys go, David. Martin Halley, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks so much, Steve.
All right. Take care. There you go, bud.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks.